Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 17th of November. The Swiss-US trade deal last Friday marks another reduction in tariffs paid by US importers, following on from a quick reduction in tariffs on selected imported foodstuffs last week. The Swiss higher tariff had not been in place for that long. The US government had shut down for the more recent months of its operation, and US importers may have anticipated this tariff revision. It is not clear, therefore, how much of the Swiss tariff has been passed through to US consumers. Most of the August tariffs are not expected to show up in US consumer price inflation before the first quarter of next year. However, other examples where effective tariff rates have been cut have not tended to lead to a reversal of consumer price increases. This may matter less with US imports from Switzerland, but it is likely to be an issue around food price inflation, where consumers have a disproportionately high level of price sensitivity. Of course, announcing a trade deal does not automatically mean the implementation of a trade deal. US Trade Representative Greer has been complaining that the EU has been slow to cut tariffs, by which Greer means they have not cut any of the tariffs on US imports that had been agreed. China has not yet finalised a deal with the states on rare earth exports, although US Treasury Secretary Bessent was saying that a deal would hopefully come before the US Thanksgiving holiday. This does underscore that while financial markets tend to react to the spin of a trade agreement announcement, the substance does not follow through with quite the certainty that investors might assume. The question of whether any of these agreements survive if the US Supreme Court rules against the legality of a majority of US tariffs is also relevant. Japan's third quarter GDP fell, and the volatility of global trade and a slowdown in housing were behind the decline. There was clear front-loading of demand for Japanese exports to the US ahead of US trade tariffs. That was particularly the case in the Japanese auto sector. And there was then a payback in the third quarter with weak demand for autos, amongst other things. This is interesting because, to date, Japanese autos are the only major area where exporters have attempted to absorb some of the cost of US tariffs. Japan is expected to receive a fiscal boost in 2026 from the new administration. Today's numbers were also somewhat better than had been anticipated, business spending being a notable outperformer. The US is offering another sentiment opinion poll with the New York-focused Empire State Manufacturing Survey. There is obviously the potential for political partisanship to creep into the numbers. Italian final October consumer price inflation data is not going to excite anyone in the financial markets, and the onslaught of speakers from assorted central banks is similarly likely to leave markets unenthused. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.